Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, when you're just looking for that hot speed bump.
Yeah, the guy that got run over by the Prius.
Yeah. Or, you know, the lady who had her fingers in your mouth. Either way, it's misconnections.
Yeah, and then we got a couple of issues to dissect, and basically it's, do I stay or do I go?
Yeah, those were both interesting. And then we threw it back with little kid drunk adult.
And guys, we actually had a CEO play with us. We have CEOs in the audience, look at us.
All right, setting the bar stories and so much more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Don't want to necessarily get too into a serious debate here early this morning. However, I saw this on TikTok and I thought this is the most ridiculous thing because A, I thought everybody already did this, and B, people are arguing over whether this is a thing or not. It's a laundry hack. And Kelly, I'm going to ask if you do this, all right?
Okay.
So when you do laundry mm-hmm. at your house, mm-hmm. do you put the laundry in the cap and then dump the liquid laundry detergent then in the washing machine and then put the cap back on the detergent? Or do you, after you've measured out the laundry detergent, do you just throw the cap into the load?
The whole cap?
Okay, you've already answered it. All right.
I use pods, so I'm really not a part of this debate.
Mm.
I just throw the pod in the tub.
So you do the laundry pods. You don't even deal with liquid detergent.
No.
Okay, so then you are okay, have you ever used liquid detergent?
Long time ago.
Okay, what did you do then?
I poured it in the little slot where you're supposed to.
Yeah, and then what did you do with the cap?
Put it back on.
On the detergent.
Yes.
Okay, so the debate is, do you put the detergent cap back on the detergent bottle, or do you toss it in the laundry to wash it off?
People are washing the cap?
I do it all the time. I thought this was a no-brainer. I thought that's what everybody did.
No.
But see, that's what is starting to get some traction. And this lady on TikTok is like, my boyfriend... I asked my boyfriend where the laundry cap was, and he said in the wash, and I couldn't even. And to me, it makes complete sense because you're just rinsing it completely off, so it's a clean cap. And then once the laundry's done, then you just take the cap back off and you put it on the detergent.
What happens if the detergent gets knocked over and spills all over the place?
Wow.
That's my
thought. Went really endgame. Who's going to do that, and when has that ever happened at your house?
Accidents can happen.
Are you putting the laundry detergent where it could get knocked over?
We have wire shelving. It's not the most stable for things to, like, always stand up the way they should.
Okay.
I'm not taking that risk. I'm just putting the cap back on. Close
okay.
it up.
All right. Close so, it up. To me, it makes complete sense to take the cap and toss it in the wash because it rinses it off. It doesn't have the gunk buildup of the detergent on it. And it's just soap. So it'll rinse itself off, and then you just pull it out and
but
put it back on the...
But it's the plastic cap that's tumbling around in there.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah, no, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Now, I will say that I have been at war with my wife for several decades over this.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
only
do that.
Because she is a capless person. She doesn't even measure. She is like... It's like she lives in a... alternate dimension.
She does it by feel. Feels about right.
She's
yeah.
like, yep, this is about right. Or yep, you know what? That feels about right. And she just fills it up without the cap. And I'm like, well, how can you do it without the cap? And she's like, I never use the cap. I think it gets in the way and it's a complete waste. So she would rather just throw the cap away completely.
You people are capless people. I can't be a capless person. I have to have caps on the things that they're supposed to secure.
But listen, I would say most detergents now have the little spout, right?
Yes, spout, and I did that forever.
Yeah, where you push the little thing and out comes the detergent. And then when you depress the button or you release the button, then it stops. And so you don't have to worry about it tipping over and spilling. That's my point.
But I still put the cap back on there.
Okay.
Put the cap back on there.
Okay. See, Allison jumps in on text, says, of course I washed the cap, and then it comes out all nice and clean. Yeah, exactly. See, I thought everybody did this. But apparently it's a huge debate online, and this person's viral TikTok is getting so much attention because people didn't know this was a thing, and now all of a sudden it is. I think one of the funniest comments is, you know, your boyfriend's right, but just tell him we said he's wrong. Like,
oh,
meaning we, the, you know, TikTok, the social media,
the community.
Yeah, the community said he's wrong.
I'm just living in a pod world. That way I don't have to worry about it. It's not messy. It's super easy. You just toss it right in there. Done and done.
Yeah.
I tried the laundry sheets.
Right. I've tried the sheets before, and I've tried the pods before.
Yeah.
Yes. Those are all options.
It's pre-measured, not messy.
However,
life changing.
But listen, don't try to convert us liquid detergent people over to your form.
I used to be you.
That's not what we're talking about here.
I used to be you, and I saw the light. That's all I'm saying. And I'll toss that out there. You don't have to worry about cap. You don't have to have a debate.
Well, not everybody lives in a bougie area where they can have these amenities like pods for detergent.
They actually cost less than the detergent bottles that we buy.
So that is
less money.
That is the big debate. I'll toss the TikTok on X so you can see it. It's kind of funny.
It's always great to start a fight early in the morning
at Ben and Kelly show
over caps.
We find random things we think are interesting and bring them to you. Yes, we are going to go to the animal kingdom for this.
Of course, we're either in space or we're in the animal kingdom. That's really the two lanes we're ever in.
Thanks to Finding Nemo, we kind of know more about the fish world, right?
Sure.
And puffer fish are a fun little animal that we've seen where that's part of their defense. They like puff up, right?
Fish are friends, not food.
So I guess it didn't really occur to me. And so you're probably going to go, well, duh, Ben. This isn't stupid fact of the day. It's a stupid Ben fact of the day.
Okay.
But puffer fish inflate themselves not by sucking in air, but by sucking in water.
That would make sense.
Wouldn't it, though? But I'm sitting there going, obviously they're just like, boom, and they suck in air. No, that's not the case. They can't suck in air. They're underwater.
Exactly. Oh, wow. It's really magical, though, that we can all be here for you connecting these dots.
Wait, would you have been able to connect those dots had I not already spelled it out?
I feel like we already assumed that, didn't we? If they're underwater.
Yeah, but you say puff, like a puff of air. They just go boop.
Sure, but they're underwater, and fish breathe with gills. They breathe with
the
water.
Okay, so again, Kelly, the way you're saying it and the way you're talking now...
My God, descending tone.
...makes it like it should have been obvious for me, and it shouldn't...
Didn't we all know that?
It shouldn't... Obviously, we didn't, Kelly!
There's a reason why they're gasping when they're out of the water. Like, that's not how they're built. Have you seen that? They can't breathe because they need to be in the water to breathe. That's how they're built.
So they suck. They don't puff. Whatever. 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 This is stupid. I knew if I exposed this and was a little bit more raw that it would come back to bite me. That no, Ben, obviously everybody knows that puffer fish suck water in, not air. You're dumb.
Maybe there was somebody else that just learned that too. And I think it's great when we get to be here to witness the light bulb turn on for you. That's great. Okay. What a moment. All right, whatever. We can all be here for that.
We're moving on. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. So there's good news and there's bad news in this setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
Well, it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, good news. Soccer team's heart was in the right place. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having a moment of silence for someone, then finding out they didn't actually die, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awkward.
I mean, it was a soccer match in Bulgaria.
The team
did a moment of silence for their 78-year-old former star who passed away. Then an hour later, they found out, he's actually alive. So,
okay, so you know, did they update everybody?
Before the match, both teams gathered in the center of the field, bowed their heads for the team club legend Petco. The crowd had the moment of silence too. Everything was great. But then about an hour later, the club put out a statement. The management of PFC Arda would like to express a huge apology to the former Arda player Petko Ganchev and his relatives after the club received wrong information about his death. Oh, we wish Petko many more years of good health to enjoy the success of Arda. As it turns out, this apology was needed because they freaked his wife out.
She's just like, what?
Wait.
What happened?
He's dead?
Oh,
Again, they had the best of intentions. They're like, Petko, he was a legend. Star. He was a legend of this soccer club. He made the soccer club what it was. Everybody loves him. He's 78 years old. He's beloved. So when they got this information, oh my goodness, of course they're going to show their respect and pay their respects.
Oh no.
It just wasn't right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you know, probably best to maybe double check information like that.
And apparently he was just out of town getting some work done or something.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even like on his deathbed in the hospital.
No. No, so I don't know. I don't know where they got this information, but
apparently he poured himself a glass of schnapps when he heard about it.
It was like, well, cheers.
Cheers to me.
Cheers to me.
Still being here.
Yep, so there you go. Wow. Again, good news. He's not actually dead. Yeah.
That is very good news. Yeah. And he's not even ill or in the hospital near death. He's fine.
Right. So
and
again,
drinking schnapps.
The setting the bar story is, hey, let's try not to have a moment of silence for someone who's actually alive when you think they're dead.
Yeah, let's check and recheck that information.
Sure. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 AJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Look, it's a Wednesday tradition here on the show where we explore those who may have had a little connection with someone, felt a spark, but didn't get a name or number. So what do?
Yeah, you can't get a date that way.
Yeah.
So you do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
It's called Miss Connections, and it's on the way next. You know, sometimes you have those moments, those encounters with someone that, you know, you feel there's a spark. You don't get a name or number, though. So what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
To the guy who got hit by a car.
Oh, gosh.
Woman for man.
Okay.
Yes. Hey there, human speed bump.
what an opening line.
Try to put him at ease with a joke, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. We met, sort of, yesterday while I was walking my dog.
Okay.
You jogged past me, winked like you were auditioning to be the next James Bond, and then immediately got hit by a Prius.
Oh, my gosh.
A Prius, dude. What? I don't know how to process the fact that you survived being mowed down by the most eco-friendly car on the market, but I respect it.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
Just to be clear, you bounced back like nothing happened. I thought I hallucinated the whole thing until my dog gave me a, did you see that? Side eye.
Dog's like, what just happened?
Now, I usually don't go for the whole confident jogger type. I'm more of a guy who appreciates carbs kind of gal.
Okay.
But something about the way you brushed off a literal vehicle like it was a minor inconvenience has me all revved up.
Oh, gosh. All right.
If you're reading this and remember the frazzled woman in sweatpants trying to untangle her dog from his own leash, hi, that's me.
Oh, okay.
Let me buy you a drink or like a helmet. You know, whatever feels appropriate.
Okay.
P.S. If you weren't trying to wink at me and that was just a tick or a pre-impact panic, let's both agree to just lie about it.
Oh.
Let's go out anyway.
All right. I like that. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, you had your fingers in my mouth.
What? That's an opening statement. Wow.
Hey there, dental angel.
Okay, yes. Knew it had to be something like that. All right.
I don't usually fall for women while half my face is numb, but here we are. You were the new hygienist at my dentist's office yesterday.
Yeah.
I was the guy in the chair, mouth wide open, dignity left at the door, getting a filling.
We guessed that. Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure what smelly goodness magic you were wearing, but it smelled like trust issues waiting to happen. Oh, and I liked it.
Trust issues waiting. I've never heard a scent described like that.
You were professional. Gentle, and somehow made the phrase "open wider, please"
oh God
sound way less humiliating than it should have. I tried to play it cool, but honestly, I didn't know where to look.
Yeah,
eye contact felt too intimate, but sure. Staring at the ceiling like a robot wasn't working either.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Listen, I don't usually crush on my dental professionals, I swear. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was the nitrous oxide talking, but I felt something. Or maybe I just felt my face melting off. Tough to say.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, if you remember me, I was the guy wearing the dental bib who nervously laughed when you said, "You're doing great." Let's grab a drink.
Okay.
I promise I'm more charming when I'm not drooling. I don't know the rules on going out with your patients, but it's just a drink, right?
Yeah, innocent enough.
And look, if I imagine the whole thing because of the nitrous, obviously, kindly pretend this never happened. I'd still like to keep my dentist.
Let's not make it weird. Let's not. For the next time I come in.
Let's not make it weird. Wow. So whether you're looking for the human speed bump.
Wow.
Or the angelic smelly good angel who had her fingers in your mouth.
I kind of want these two to find each other and hook back up because what a story of how you met, right?
Yep. That's what they always are with.
Yep.
Craigslist missed connections.
Good stuff.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hoping you can give me some advice because I'm feeling so torn. I'm 30 years old, currently 4 weeks away from having a baby with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Which should be a really exciting time. Mm-hmm. Has instead been full of stress and doubt.
Okay.
Over the past few months, I've literally caught him messaging other girls and even replying to Craigslist ads, of all things, trying to meet up with women.
Ooh.
He swears he's never actually followed through, but he works out of town during the week, so how can I really know?
Mm.
We've had multiple conversations about it. He told me I have free access to his devices if I ever feel unsure.
Okay.
Here's the problem. When I tried to use his tablet the other night, there was a lock on it. Now, I'm not the type to go snooping unless my gut tells me something's off, and lately that feeling won't go away.
Uh-huh.
So I guess my question is, how many chances do you give someone before you decide it's too much? Am I being too paranoid, or are all these red flags impossible to ignore? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough, especially when you are forever connected with this person because you're having his baby. And
in 4 weeks.
And you want to, I mean, you want it to be something where you guys can be parents, and
he should only be messaging you like, "Honey, what can I do for you? Do you need anything for from the store while I'm out?" Like, he should be attending to you and you alone. And I'm a little upset that he's wasting his time messaging other girls.
Yeah,
sorry, that's coming from a place of being pregnant before.
Sure.
I know what that's like.
Sure,
especially coming down the stretch, the final stretch, 4 weeks away. Yeah. You're feeling like a house. Your body feels like it's awful. Yeah, your back hurts, all the things. You're just ready, and mad.
This isn't her being paranoid. That because
no, she's caught him.
Because she's caught him, exactly, and it's thrown that trust kind of out the window, where she's now having to kind of trust his word and say, you know, especially she says he works out of town during the mm-hmm. week. And so she's, and so, like, yeah.
For him to say, "Well, I've never acted on it." Well, then why do you need to message anyone?
Yeah, then why are you doing it?
Can you just stop?
Yeah, just stop.
If you're not planning on it, then stop.
You shouldn't be then leading on these other people on the other side of the keyboard.
You shouldn't feel like you need to do that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I feel like we're all going to say, hey, he's not being faithful.
Yeah.
And
especially when he works out of town, that's a perfect way to have some little
things.
Secret meetups. Yeah.
But where's she? Like, she's 4 weeks away from having a baby. So
yeah, I know.
I mean, is this something that we do now? Do we wait until the baby's born? Like, what's the length? Are we jettisoning him out of your life immediately, or like what's the deal? All right,
I feel like we're shutting it down, and we're like, you need to show me all your devices since I can't seem to get in them because you lock them.
502-795-1997. Tell us your story of how you approach this when this happened to you, and now looking back, you can say, okay, this was how I should have done it. So let us know your story, because that's what group therapy is all about. I don't know if I remember a more one-sided group therapy on 99.7 EJX. I mean, I think we all agreed that Angela's boyfriend, who's messaging other women but, quote, not acting on any of it when she's 4 weeks from delivering their baby, is we all can agree that that's a red flag and she should probably get rid of him. But it is way one-sided. Like, she should do it now. There have been plenty of people that are like, been there, not going to change. Lisa says, too many times, cheating starts off as just friends, till it's not.
Yep.
Angela, hun, you see those red flags, trust yourself. I got another message, like, check dating sites, full of married guys, couples,
ooh,
and guys who travel for work, who claim, oh, my wife and girlfriend, they know.
Oh, wow.
This guy's definitely acted on it.
Well, and they're not even married yet.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're still dating, you're 4 weeks away from giving birth to your baby, which should be bonding you more than anything at this point in your relationship. You should be getting closer than ever as you're about to welcome, you know, something that's going to bond you together forever.
Yeah, a lot of people going, you know, if you want to give him one more chance, you need to give him like an ultimatum. Like, this is where the ultimatum may work in your favor, because I'm usually not a fan of ultimatums. Do this or, you know.
Right.
But it's you give me access to everything right now with you right in front of me.
Yes.
And if you don't, and I don't find anything, then, you know, maybe there's a chance, but otherwise, I'm out. Got another message. Caught my now ex messaging another guy during a rough time in our relationship, suffering through a lot of depression, currently looking for a job. So, yeah, a lot of things were not going his way. The guy was her ex, and he was telling her that, yeah, I've got a job. I'll take great care of you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Trina's like, you know, he's got a secret out-of-town phone, maybe. He's definitely meeting up with other people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is kind of easy. You know, this is one where if we were talking to Andrew the Love Doctor, guy who calls our show all the time.
He'd be, come on, guys. This is just a really, this is an open and shut case. Like, this guy's definitely cheating. No, come on. No, this is, get over it. Like, this is over. We need to move on. That's what he'd say.
Yeah. That's, yeah, something like
that. Is
that
a good impression of him?
I think so. So, Angela, okay. Yeah, I know you, it's probably going to be very scary. And for you to break up with the father of your soon-to-be kid, but man, this does not bode well.
No, so. And you should, again, you should be at this point in your relationship and what's happening. He should be like the most attentive to you. He shouldn't have time to be messaging anyone else because you should be his focus right now.
No wandering fingers, sir.
You and your child.
No wandering fingers.
Exactly. So if he doesn't understand that, then yeah, it is time to cut him loose, figure out, you know, what role he's going to play and move on. I know that is like not what you want to hear at this time.
Yeah, that's scary.
Super, even more emotional than normal.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We don't envy the position that you're in, but
and hopefully you have a village around you that will help you get through that.
All right, keep us posted. All right, there you go. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Just for kicks, we're going to introduce you to Eric, calling us from Madison. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hello. Eric's 27, bald and beautiful, drives a Jeep, is the CEO of a nonprofit.
Wow.
I never knew that we even had CEOs listen to this show. So, yes. Eric, this is our pleasure.
Wow. It's almost like he's royalty. I feel like you CEOs are like royalty. We don't get to talk to a lot of them.
No, we don't. We don't. No, you're a very important person, Eric. So that's pretty cool. Thank you for joining us on the show here. And we're going to play Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how it works.
Well, you're going to have three stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story at the time a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Ready.
First one.
I fell off a roof and broke my leg doing backyard wrestling.
That was a lot.
It was.
That was a lot. Oh.
Fell off the roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really hope he was a drunk adult.
That's what I was thinking. Because if not, do you know where your kids are? That's what I'm thinking.
I almost think it's a little kid where he's like, hey, they're little kids. They're playing wrestling. It's like you set the table up and you're going to, I'm going to do a jump off the, you know, like almost like Bill's Mafia type of thing.
Also something drunk dudes
well,
would do
this
too.
Is true. This
yes.
is true. All right.
Yes. It could go either way.
Saying drunk adult. Kelly saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Plot twist.
Plot twist, little kid.
What in the world?
My favorite wrestler growing up was X-Pac, so I thought it'd be cool to do a flying move off my grandma's shed, which had a roof on it.
My God.
I ended up tripping and falling off the roof. The shed was high enough to break my leg because of the impact.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. All off right. of grandma's shed.
All right. You are that's 0 for 1, good. Eric. 0 for
oh,
1.
Dang it.
Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got into a fist fight with another person while wearing a pirate costume.
I mean, but who hasn't, no, right?
I mean, okay. All right.
I mean, is it Halloween?
Sticking with drunk adult.
All right, you're sticking with drunk adult. Okay,
okay yes. Because I feel like this one, the obvious answer is a little kid because you're thinking probably fighting over candy at Halloween.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with you on drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Come
you are 0 for 2. 0 for 2.
That was impossible.
Right?
Seriously.
I know.
It was Halloween and went trick-or-treating with this girl named Molly. I was dressed as a pirate.
Okay, what's Molly got to do with this?
And a bigger kid dressed as Peter Pan, who also had a crush on Molly, didn't like
oh,
that
no.
she went trick-or-treating with me.
Oh, no.
So he tried to punch me, but missed, and I ended up hitting him square in the nose, knocking him out completely.
Oh.
Molly felt bad for Peter Pan kid and left hanging out with me because she wanted to go take care of him.
Gosh, he lost the girl.
He did. Man.
Dang it.
What a.
And he was innocently attacked.
What a wild roller coaster that was.
That was a wild roller coaster.
All right, Eric. Look, you're 0 for 2. Will you just do me a favor and get one right?
We're trying.
Normally, I get all of them right.
Oh, sure. Normally.
He's the CEO. He's smart. He's in charge of a lot of people.
Right. No, I understand. All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I gave my friend pink eye by farting in their pillow and face while he was sleeping.
Are you kidding me? Why this clip in front of a CEO? Why? Why are we doing this clip in front of a CEO? Sorry, Eric. I didn't know the content of that one.
I really hope Ben's it's a little surprised. Kid.
Now you're saying little kid. All right.
No. No, Eric. I'm playing the odds. We've had two little kids already. This one has to be a drunk adult, right?
There's a time in a person's life they got to grow up.
There's a time in a person's life when they've got to grow up.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Eric's
sticking with little kid?
Little kid, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm staying in the drunk lane because I'm playing the odds. Like, you have to have, there's got to be one drunk in the bunch, right?
All right. What's it going to be, a little kid or drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Drunk adult.
Yeah. A drunk farter.
Congrats, Kelly.
I farted on my brother-in-law's pillow and face while he was sleeping. I thought it was funny. He ended up getting pink eye for 3 days.
My God.
That sounds like a grandpa, too. It's like back in my day, this is what we did for fun.
You can get pink eye from that?
I don't know. Eric, have you ever heard of getting pink eye from a fart?
Yes.
No, you have.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess you have to have worldly knowledge when you're a CEO.
Yes, absolutely. This is like medical corner, too. Who knew? Learning stuff.
We appreciate you hanging out with us for a little while. And
we're sorry.
And yeah, kind of a guilty pleasure, I would imagine, for you, because you've got to put a tie on and you've got to be a boss now. But we appreciate this.
Definitely. It was fun. It was fun. I'm kind of glad I didn't get any right.
We glossed over the fact that you were completely wrong on all of them. So
let's say, listen, I don't have a lot of knowledge of bad behavior.
That's funny.
That's why I didn't know.
All right, they're very good, Eric. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, bye. See ya.
Oh, bye. You too. Oh, he was nice. We have a CEO.
I know. I can't get over the fact that he was a CEO.
I know. This is so amazing. Look at our credibility just rose a lot.
Did it?
It did.
Okay. All right. We'll end it there then. While our credibility's at an all-time high. Little kid, drunk adult there on 99.70 JX. By the way, if you've got a little kid or drunk adult story, I've been kind of squirreling them away like I'm a squirrel with nuts. And just message us at Ben and Kelly Show with your little voice note, right?
Yeah, you could do that. You can email it at benandkellyshow@gmail.com. Lots of ways to send it to us. But yeah, just a nice little quality. Just open up your little voice note app on your phone, record the story, send it to us. Make sure that you start with a little headline. You reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
It's Ben and Kelly Relationship Court time on 99.7 DJX. Judge, jury, you can also be the judge and jury on this. From Rachel.
Yes, Rachel needs us all to join in. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love the show. I need your wisdom. Maybe a reality check.
Thank you.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years.
Okay.
And here's the thing. We love each other.
Sure.
But our futures don't exactly line up. I'm ready to settle down in the next few years. You know, marriage, maybe kids. He's more in the let's see where life takes us camp. Which sounds fun if I weren't already 32.
Oh.
So it's not like he's against commitment, but every time I bring up long-term plans, he dodges with a why rush?
Why rush?
Meanwhile, my biological clock is ticking louder than my group chat notifications. Speaking of which, my girlfriends are split. Half say I'm wasting my time. The other half think he'll come around if I'm patient.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So is it worth hanging in there and hoping he's just a late bloomer?
Uh-huh.
Or am I delaying the inevitable heartbreak? Do any of your listeners have stories where they stuck it out and it actually worked, or should I cut my losses now?
Oh, gosh.
Help me out before I spiral into another late night Google search on signs he'll never propose, LOL.
I like this girl.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So she's 32. They've been dating for 3 years. Man, Kelly, I already know where your head is.
Yeah, I would have been out. Yeah. I gave him when I got to my late 20s, I was putting about 6 months in.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like,
they don't know where this is going by then. I gotta go.
Hey, why the rush?
Yeah, which is great if you're in your early 20s.
Why the rush? We have time.
But you've been together for 3 years. Like, what else do you need to do or see?
Yeah. I mean, it was 4.5 years.
Again, how old were you?
Yeah, I was younger.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't 32.
Yeah, you were really young. And in your 30s, you kind of, you know what you want in life. You're kind of established in your careers. Like, you're ready for these things. And they've been together 3 years, so it's not like it's 3 weeks.
Julie says...
They know themselves.
On Facebook, break up. Maybe that jolt of reality will wake him up. However, if it doesn't, you got your answer. Just move on.
Yes. You know what? That is really good advice, because maybe that's what it's going to take him to picture life without her.
Now, there is the camp, like Sarah said, I'd give him to the five-year mark, and then I'd be done.
Ooh.
Some guys just need to know things are solid before making such a big commitment.
In 3 years, you don't know if it's solid.
In 3 years, maybe he doesn't know it's solid. Maybe
I feel like you should know if it's solid after 3 years.
Yeah, maybe he's under the like, hey, you know what? I don't want to screw up a good thing. Marriage is just going to make things complicated.
Oh, okay. All right.
But there are plenty that are like, he's already told you his answer.
Yes.
And you're not listening. Or don't want to accept it.
Right. Like, you've made it clear what your intentions are, what you want in life, where you want the relationship to go. And if he's not there with you by 3 years, I feel like, yeah, that's the answer. Like, you're going to have to let him go. And that might, like you said, jolt him into, I really can't live without her. She's my person.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was missing.
Yeah, maybe that's how he needs to figure that out. All right. But,
so is that our answer?
I feel like that's the answer.
Ooh, Stephanie does bring up a good question on text. Have they used the restroom in front of each other with the door open?
Oh, she goes, it really doesn't happen until after 5 years, I think. Is that her way of saying give it another 2 years? And when you can be in front of each other, you're legit, you're solid?
I mean, have you been able to do that? You've been married almost 20 years, right?
Yeah, I still try to avoid that if I can. Tattooed right. Mexican says, I'm more curious on his side of the story. What are his plans? Does he have goals?
Yeah.
We are only hearing the one side. But yeah, it's sounding like right now they're not lining up.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are those like Maddie who rolls in and says, I've been dating the same guy for 19 years. No, we're not married. I'm okay with that. He's committed to me. Yes, I believe in marriage and we plan on doing it this year. But we also have a kid. I'm now 42. You can do the math. Someone asked me if I can imagine waking up next to someone else. So maybe you need to think of that. Could you imagine waking up next to someone else?
Yes, but Maddie made a good point in the fact that she's fine with that. And Rachel
is
not.
It sounds like Rachel is not, right?
Yes, exactly. So and that's where if they are, you know, you don't want to ask her to compromise her, you know, dreams and goals.
But also literally Rachel asked for stories of where it worked out. And so Maddie is at least telling us a success story.
Sure, but I feel like she's also saying where it worked out to where he gets on board now. Mm. I feel like she's wanting to know, like, how do I get him on board now? Because that's where I'm at. That's going to be her success story.
Break up with him. Find out how he reacts. If he's like, oh, that stinks. Okay, I guess we're just moving on.
Okay,
then
bye.
You got your answer. Yeah. Or if he's like, oh, wasn't expecting that. Well,
let's reevaluate that.
I hate ultimatums. Yeah. I hate saying that. Like, break up with him, then you'll find your answer. It's like,
Well, it's all in how you word it. Mm. You don't have to just say, fine, I'm out. You just, you know, say, listen, I feel like we might have
as
on
my
different
grandma
paths.
Would say, it's poop or get off the pot time.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So there
and
you go.
Just kind of say, listen, I just feel like that's where I'm at, and I don't know if you're ever going to be there. So I need to, let's take some time apart and figure it out.
Judge and jury, Ben and Kelly relationship court.
We're breaking up. Sorry.
Oh.
Dang it.
The jury
it's
has
harsh
it.
When I say it like that.
It's. Says to go. So there you go. Rachel, sorry, but maybe
let
you needed
know
to hear
how
that.
It works out. Maybe we'll circle back.
Yeah, maybe. All right, there you go. That's Ben and Kelly Relationship Court, 99.7 DJX. Never one to shy away from things we see on the internet. It's 99.7 DJX, especially when they rear their head again. This was from a year ago. But I want to play for you audio of Matt. Alec. Alec is teaching people how to speak cat. He's known as the cat whisperer. And like I said, this was about a year old, but it's coming back around, and I've seen it several places. So maybe you missed it the first time.
Speak cat lesson 2, which means come here.
Oh my God! Seriously, seriously.
Wait a minute.
My aunt.
Oh my God!
Really? Have you? You have cats? Have you tried this?
No, I did. No, not yet.
Maybe you should.
Not yet.
Now this one's difficult because normally we call a dog, they come. When you call a cat, you leave a message.
Yeah, that is true. You call a cat, you may leave a message.
But let's see if it works.
All right, so let's see if it works. So he has a cat, and he's going to call the cat using.
I can't.
No, a little question there.
A little question
would
because
you come here, because the cat just kind of looked at him and was like, "What are you doing?"
The cat knows he's insane.
Oh, a little more forceful there.
Oh yes, now
like,
come
no,
here.
No, you need to come here. Come here. Then finally, did you hear that? Did you hear the little chirp from the cat?
Yay!
Oh, yay! It listened, because that's exactly what I was trying to say, and he knew it. Okay. Do we have any more phrases that we figured
out? Cat. All right, so do what Alec did. Try this. Try calling your cat using this today. And tell us how it worked, all right?
I would love to see a head tilt. We can get like, you know, I get a lot of head tilts out of my pugs. If you can get a head tilt out of the cat that looks at you like, you're insane. What are you doing?
Rebecca, that'd be great. Rebecca said, tried talking to my cat. Doesn't work. LOL. The tattooed Mexican checked in and said, are you serious? Right, meow? Oh, shoot.
Yeah. But Ben, you try them with all your cats. Get it on video. Let us know how it goes. Can we hear you practice? You need to try it.
Wait. Let me listen to it again.
It's close enough.
Meh-eh.
Give it a whirl.
Meh-eh. All right. I'll try that.
Try it with all the tones of voice.
Sure. I'll try that. I'll put it up on Ben and Kelly's show this afternoon. How's
great.
That? All right.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you too can call your cat thanks to Alec.
I'm going to continue speaking English to my dogs.
We will post up this video. You can see when WGN Chicago interviewed him.
Oh my gosh.
At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 AJX. All right, coming up, we do a setting the bar story. But first, a little feel good story for you, Kelly.
A young boy was celebrating his 8th birthday in the park. His name was James. He was ready to blow out the candles on a delicious-looking cake. It had a little 8 candle on it.
Mm-hmm.
Strangers, just a couple, came over to help sing Happy Birthday. It was an unexpected kind of surprise. An adult and 3 kids, they were all wearing matching jackets, asked if they could help James celebrate because they noticed there really weren't a lot of people around ready to sing.
All right, his name is James. Happy birthday to you. Happy
little pitchy
birthday
dog.
To you.
Really?
Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to you.
All right, that's cute. Sure,
yes.
That's cute.
Adorable. When they were done, James jumped up to his feet, high-fiving his new friends, which is really sweet. You can kind of tell, like, at first he's kind of confused, and then
yeah, he's like, who are these people?
Get this smile on his face, like, I'm feeling pretty special right now.
There you go.
Which was the whole point. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do.
Right. Not really sure if this setting the bar story is more for people like Thomas or more for the people Thomas tricked, but here we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without swindling people out of over $2 million.
Oh!
Using the same fictitious business name that was used in the sitcom Seinfeld.
Oh!
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
So, Thomas, star of this show here, been sentenced to fraud. It involves him running multiple sham companies, including one called Vandalay Contracting, which very similar to Vandalay Industries, which, if you're familiar with the classic sitcom Seinfeld, that's the one George Costanza falsely claimed to have interviewed for a job on with Seinfeld.
Wow, that is a okay. He had to do some digging for that reference.
So, yeah. So to your point, Kelly, maybe people aren't familiar with the classic sitcom Seinfeld.
Yeah, we're far enough removed from it. I feel like that is a super fan detail. I feel like
Vandalay. So if you see Vandalay Industries or Vandalay Contracting, you're not thinking, "Wow, okay,
oh, Seinfeld."
That's
George,
Seinfeld.
Yeah. No, that didn't ring a bell for me because I guess I wasn't as much of a super. I was a super fan of Friends, not as much of a super fan of Seinfeld.
So to me, I was, and maybe it's because my father-in-law still watches Seinfeld incessantly. I got the reference immediately, and I'm thinking, who in their right mind would go, "Oh yeah, that sounds legit. Here's my money."
Okay. Anyways, so what would they, so that he was getting investors for these businesses?
Well, Thomas was sentenced to 45 months in prison, swindled people out of over $2 million using those companies. And one of them being, yes, also used in a Seinfeld episode. So,
okay.
Again, this is setting the bar story.
This wasn't necessarily like they were thought they were buying products from these companies. It's like, hey, invest in my business. We're all going to be millionaires, and then fake business.
Yeah, fake business. Same one as used in Seinfeld. Maybe Thomas was just running out of ideas.
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, come up with names for your fake businesses.
Right,
especially
right,
if you're
exactly.
going to be running multiple.
Exactly. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Chapel Roan, 99.7 DJX. We did get several text messages that are like, "Hey, I can't hear Pink Pony Club the same anymore after I heard the Leprechaun sing it." That from
Same.
Tanya earlier this
Same.
Morning.
"God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun."
Right. You should just add that into rotation because that's really what people hear anyway.
Yeah.
Why
all right.
not?
If you missed the original segment, it's up on YouTube, actually. You can see that on the YouTube shorts there.
Hit subscribe.
Yeah, Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. Sorry, today's only Wednesday. We had several people texting us wanting a throwback Thursday song. No, that's tomorrow. I don't know if it was just something in the air that made you think it was Thursday.
Wishful thinking. Yeah. Like let's get through the end of the week. Let's you know, Thursday makes it feel like it's almost over.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. So yeah, a lot of stuff to catch up on, including how to call your cat, courtesy of a cat whisperer. We'll try that a little bit later on one of my four cats.
You should try them on all of them and see which one of them is going to respond.
Well, we did get a text message from a listener that said, "My sister calls her cat by saying, 'Yoo-hoo, Steven!'" And it works every time. And first of all, can I just say, I love it when animals have human names. I think that is hysterical. I think that is absolutely hysterical.
Oh my gosh, who texted and said, oh, it's Stephanie. My 3-year-old is now in the back seat trying to make that sound.
Yeah. Yeah, it was this dude named Alec who had this noise. So we'll try that and
it's almost
post it
like
up.
He's gonna cluck like a chicken.
Yeah. We'll post That's it up great. At Ben and Kelly Show on the story if you want to see it a little
He's
bit
like,
later.
Like, I cracked the code. I know how to talk to cats.
We'll
Follow
try
me for
it.
More tips, friends.
Yeah, for more tips. That's how you talk to cats. I got it. And then we had a couple different sort of relationship. Hey, should I stay? Should I go? What's the deal here? Situations. Angela in a tough spot. And then Rachel also maybe not seeing the writing on the wall.
Yeah, I think we on both of them, we kind of landed on, yeah, you should go.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily what our go-to. It's the go-to on the internet. I'll
sure.
say every single time it's the go-to on the internet. But.
Yes, but I'm more of a, let's give them a benefit of the doubt. I'm a romantic. I want to see things work out. But in these cases, yeah. I know the second, well, Rachel might get a different outcome if she, but she's got to jolt him into realizing what life's going to be like without her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So a lot of stuff on the podcast to catch up on. What else, Kelly?
Well, there's a little story I happen to see that people were thinking that Mariah Carey was given some side eye and shade during a tribute to her.
Oh.
It was at the iHeart Music Awards. So there was, I think her name's Money Long, and Tori Kelly were mm-hmm. singing like a little medley of her hits. They were amazing. But then you see shots of Mariah in the audience, just kind of, she's looking at her like boyfriend.
She's not.
I think she's dating Anderson .Paak. She's kind of looking at him like, what are you doing? And the look on her face is kind of like, oh. But
she's like, that's nice.
Yes, but they, you know, then you dive into the comments and you see like the first couple things she said in her speech when she accepts the Icon Award is she's just like, is the lighting okay? She hates bad lighting.
Oh,
and
right,
I think
right,
maybe
right.
She didn't want to be shown in the audience with bad lighting.
Sure.
And maybe that's what the face was about, but it looked
gotcha.
Like she wasn't happy with the performances.
That's funny.
So you can do a deep dive into that, see what I'm talking about at WDJX.com.
All right, cool. There is a Wet Nose Wednesday a little bit later on, so check the socials at Ben and Kelly Show or at 997DJX, and you can see a little adoptable animal from the Humane Society right there for you. I think that'll do it.
That will do it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.